Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Jill Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have Michelle Cobb with me. She's the publisher of Audiophile. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You started off with a great book yesterday. Where are you going today?
It's true. And I didn't think I had a theme, but as I think about each day, at least yesterday and today, we're dealing a bit with some economic challenges. So there you go. We Were Dreamers, an immigrant superhero origin story, written and read by Simu Liu.
Okay. Actor, wonk, 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 Marvel movie fame, correct?
Correct. Exactly. Okay. So I would say I was really surprised by this audiobook in some ways because it was narrated very naturally and breezily. Liu is a likable actor, and his most recent success is playing this Marvel superhero Shang-Chi, and that's reflected in this book. So when I told several people that I know who are fans of the Marvel universe that I was listening to it, what they wondered was, how could someone who's basically in their early 30s have anything to say? And it was a good question, but he actually encompasses his whole family history. And so it's an important piece of not only his heritage, but in explaining the struggles that he had with his parents. And some of that comes from separation, from, you know, economic disadvantage, all those things.
Got it. Okay, so that makes sense. Was he born in China?
He was, and he spent his early years in China with his grandparents. And this was long enough so that when his father came to get him and move him, he was basically a stranger.
Wow, that's hard. And then, of course, then a strange country on top of that.
Exactly. And, you know, his parents had this high and very specific expectations of him. And his relationship with them was really fraught because it involved what many would consider both emotional and physical abuse. And he seems to be in a very good place with them now, but it makes you really think about the cultural and societal pressures that exist for parents and how that impacts their relationship with their child.
Especially when you change country. So are you going to hear a little?
Yeah, let's hear about his early life in China.
Okay. This is We Were Dreamers, an immigrant superhero origin story. It's written and read by Simu Liu.
To be honest, I never really noticed that my parents weren't around. I was far too young to have formed any lucid memories of them before they left, so there was nothing for me to miss. I knew that my mama and baba existed, but to me, they were more like abstract concepts that I spoke with on the phone every now and then. I was told that my folks were a part of a very small group of people who had been given the opportunity to study abroad and that one day I would join them on their worldly adventure. Of course, I didn't understand what any of that meant. I was content just to live my life. My grandparents and I lived in a charming little ramshackle apartment on the fifth floor of a cement building tucked at the very back of the university campus where my yeye taught chemistry before he retired. The place would have been out of date 10 years before I ever set foot in it, but it had character. The paint on the walls was chipped and faded, the wooden doors aged, and our rickety, mismatched chairs always seemed like they were on the verge of collapse, kept alive only by my yeye's tinkering.
Well, first, that's some detail. He's pretty writerly.
He is pretty writerly, and he achieves that thing that some stars are able to do and many are not, which is make you feel like he's just having a conversation with you.
And exactly. You know. Exactly. He's just telling you. And of course, we know his voice. It's a beautiful voice.
Yes. And I was a huge fan of his from Kim's Convenience. I admit, you know, I'm not a Marvel superhero connoisseur, but I knew his work through this Canadian sitcom, which was, I was very sad to see end. And mm-hmm. so it was even more interesting for me to get a peek into his real life, because the sitcom is him dealing with his relationship with his parents, and particularly his father, which is not always going well. So a lot of parallels there.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked Kim's Convenience too. And honestly, true confession, I know about the Marvel superhero because my godson had me take him. Because I love you, child. Okay, Michelle, thanks so much. We were talking about We Were Dreamers, an immigrant superhero origin story. It's written and read by Simu Liu. Oasis Audio is the sponsor of Behind the Mic. Oasis Audio titles are available everywhere audiobooks are sold, and you can find out all about them at oasisaudio.com. I'm Jill Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.